Just weeks after China signed a security agreement with Solomon Islands that was met with outrage in New Zealand and Australia, it is now pushing a region-wide deal with almost a dozen more Pacific Island nations. The deal would cover policing, security and data communications. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, who met with US lawmakers today, says New Zealand is constantly engaged with Pacific nations and the region already has the ability to respond to its security challenges.
China is seeking to draw in a wide membership of the Pacific. And so from New Zealand's perspective, we see it as incredibly important that the response to it and those discussions actually come from within the Pacific as well. New Zealand has its view, obviously, on anything relating to security arrangements. We're very strongly of the view that we have within the Pacific the means and ability to respond to any security challenges that exist. The Pacific is our home. We consider the Pacific our family. And so where those needs exist, we are ready and willing to respond to their call.
Dr. Anna Poles is a senior lecturer at Massey University's Centre for Defence and Security. Good morning.
Kia ora.
This would seem, on the face of it, a pretty bold move by China to try and get this many Pacific nations to sign up to some sort of new Pacific agreement.
Oh, absolutely. It certainly reveals the ambitious scope and trajectory of Beijing's strategic interests in the Pacific.
It must realise that this is going to upset the balance in the Pacific. Well, we've got the US sort of coming back in, but if we look at Australia and New Zealand, which has traditionally seen themselves as key players in that area, this doesn't bode well, does it?
No, and it really does answer the question that many of us have had for many, many years about Chinese interests in the Pacific. And it certainly demonstrates a coherent desire to seek to shape the regional order and to really position China very much at the centre of it, because the draft communique and the accompanying five-year action plan really anchors China with respect to both trade and security cooperation.
Yes, I mean, it says that they could help train police forces.
Yes, so that's very much one part of it. And as I said, the communique is comprehensive. It talks about both training of Pacific Island police bilaterally and also multilaterally as well. So that suggests that China is seeking a region-wide policing arrangement, which is something that we've suspected for quite some time. It also talks about elevating law enforcement to ministerial levels, so hosting a China-Pacific ministerial dialogue on law enforcement and police cooperation, as well as a range of data communication and cybersecurity initiatives as well.
And what's the big attraction for China here? Some have suggested that it has interests in fishing. Is that a key draw card for the region?
It absolutely is. And one of the things that this document really does show is that China's interests in the maritime domain are front and centre. The document very much focuses on deepening maritime cooperation with Pacific countries, as well as seeking access, greater access to fisheries resources and marine resources as well. There's a couple of points in there that raised a concern with respect to deep sea mining, although that's not specifically referenced in it. And this is where, you know, Pacific countries are going to be very concerned, actually, about heightened access to increased access to fisheries resources when China already dominates the fisheries sector so much, and also so much that the illegal, unregulated and unreported fishing is tied back.
And we have seen those concerns raised by Micronesia, for one. Do you think that this could divide some of the Pacific states in the sense that some may be more willing? We've seen Solomon's obviously has been talking to China. We know that others may be, others won't. Do you think this could divide some of the states?
Well, this is obviously the concern that this comes at a critical time. We have the Pacific Islands Forum Leaders meeting coming up soon, hopefully, at which the issue of the split of the Micronesian, the five Micronesian members, and seeking to resolve that. So this comes at a point where there are major issues within the forum, and there are major concerns within the region, and there will certainly be strong pressure from a number of Pacific countries to resist and to reject this. But the concern is that there may be a couple of Pacific countries who will sign up to it.
Dr. Anna Poles, thank you very much for your analysis this morning. Dr. Anna Poles from Massey University's Centre for Defence and Security.